Get ready for the greatest roast of all time. The Roast of Tom Brady. A Netflix live event happening May 5th. Hosted by Kevin Hart. The seven-time world champion gets his cleats held to the fire by famous friends and frenemies on an unforgettable night where everything is fair game. Tune in on May 5th at 5 p.m. Pacific time for The Roast of Tom Brady. Live only on Netflix.
You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
What are you doing later?
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes!
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy?
Fall Guy.
That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
Mother's Day is around the corner. Find the perfect gift for the mom in your life with a stunning piece of jewelry from Blue Nile. From timeless pearls to dazzling gemstones, Blue Nile has something she'll adore. Need it fast? Most items can ship overnight. Plus, enjoy guaranteed free shipping and returns. Don't miss our special Mother's Day deals. Save big on the season's most beautiful trends. For a limited time, get up to 50% off by going to BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
Support for this podcast comes from the patrons at patreon.com/FMLFPL. Okay, welcome to FMLB on the lawn.
Miss Walsh.
Another sleepy okay for me.
Yeah, I don't know. We've been having rhythm difficulties, as Klopp would not be happy with us in our rhythm. Every week. There's some fucking problem. The two of us, you know,
you call it a problem. Just call it life, baby. I'm upstate. I'm at my parents' house. I'm not going to fucking scream. The dog starts going ballistic.
We'll call it an opportunity.
Yeah, it's good. It's good. But yeah, that's why my camera for those YouTube watchers is zoomed in 20x is because I'm on a 10-year-old MacBook, and that's the fidelity we're going with today.
Yeah.
How you doing, bud?
You know, it's just something about today when you get to watch a classic.
Oh, Monday. My God. Oh, my God.
Everton versus Crystal Palace at Goodison. It's a classic, an absolute classic game for the ages.
Yeah, we all dream to one day be able to go to a match like that.
Dreaming all weekend. Couldn't wait till Monday. Oh, my God. Is Woy alive?
Under
is he
the
dead?
Lights.
I was just buzzing. And the spectacle, the sheer spectacle of it all. One of the greatest games I've ever seen in my life.
Unbelievable. Pure Barclays, pure Premier League, pure Woy. It was really a dedication to Woy, I think, from both managers. Just, let's just have nothing happen. Let's just...
Oh my
it's hard
God.
To even call it time wasting. It's just time decimation. It's the erasure of time.
It's an eradication of time.
Yeah,
it's like, and I had all, I had 2 hour break. I tactical 2 hour break, and I fucking am an
what
idiot.
A waste.
Why would I? In what world could I have thought that this would be something I should spend my time with?
Rather be at the DMV. All day.
Oh, my God.
Just waiting in line for 2 hours.
It was just fucking disgusting.
I mean, Wardy said, we get this question at least once a season, but we haven't addressed it in a while. But Wardy said, I'm interested to know by what weird twist of fate did Walsh come to support Palace? Because in Discord, you were just like lamenting the fact that you support this team. You're like, how did I get here? Why am I here? Kill
it's
me.
So stupid. I should have done what you did and pick an actual good team for once in my stupid fucking miserable life.
They weren't that good when I picked them. I just got really lucky.
Yeah,
got really lucky.
I don't know if that makes any sense whatsoever. They were in a dip, but a team like Liverpool is not going to be bad for more than a year or two.
Bad, but they were like eighth, which is, for them is insanely bad.
Yeah, so we knew you knew what you were doing there. I just find the mats everywhere, and here we are.
God.
Here we are, man. Another miserable, worthless season down the shitter. The manager, the new guy sitting between fucking Bright and Wright, Dougie, the whole brain trust. I can't put my finger
the
on him.
Inbred
like,
children.
He looks, yeah. He looks like someone, the new manager.
I need to take another look at
him. It's going to come to me in the next couple weeks. It's going to like a fucking lightning bolt in my brain.
He sort of looks like a woman. So I'll give him that.
That's not what I was going for. There's some type of movie like actor, like
someone,
old
yeah.
Nickelodeon shows, like print something. There's something.
Something there.
It's gonna be good.
Glassner. I support the Glassner era. I don't know if it's gonna be like good, but what a year to take a swing and just be these three teams or. Palace aren't getting relegated, and like
NFO, they're saying is going to be deducting,
and maybe Everton again.
The deductions are ripe.
So great year, take a swing. Relegation is far away. Usher in the high press, Bundesliga high press. Been a white team for fucking 20 years. Now they're in the high press. I don't know. So how's your double game week going so far? I guess I should pull your team up, even though we're still the double game week to go.
Yeah, it's fine. You know, some of my guys got points, and then some of my guys didn't get points, like most weeks. Feel fine tripling on Haaland, honestly. I mean, the game...
Why did you ultimately decide to do it? Because we were like kind of far away from tripling, and then by Friday you were just like, I'm just fucking doing it. Fuck it.
This is just me ultimately knowing myself. You know, okay. I mean, it's like I don't think any of the chips are worth a fuck. Everyone talks about them ad nauseum. I don't care.
Yeah.
I think that it's plus minus a couple points, you know, optimal sub. It's like, my goodness gracious, everyone. And I just don't care. And if everyone is doing the thing, then I just am happy to capitulate to everyone else planning and knowing what games are to come.
Yeah.
I have no idea.
Yeah.
I don't know who's playing in 29. I don't know when future double game weeks are happening. I don't fucking know any of that shit. I don't care. That's not what
I'm
doing.
You've already used
here.
Bench Boost. Who gives a shit?
I have Bench Boost game week 2 or whatever. I don't give a fuck.
It was definitely first
so
like 3
stupid.
Or 4. And you got good points. You got good points.
I don't know. Whatever. It happened. I don't know. All I knew from that standpoint was, in years past, when I have felt hostage by Bench Boost, I have wildcarded into worse teams than I would have otherwise done every year to get a couple points on a Bench Boost. And I just can't be having that anymore. So, you know, there was that plus the fact of it's just two home games. I'm just like,
two home games,
he's
Holland's fit.
That's it.
In
you know?
A title
and
race.
He had 50 shots and he didn't do the thing. He could have had a hat trick.
Yep.
And, you know, so... You know,
is what it is. Yeah.
Yeah. And he has Brenham who look like they're all sorts. So I feel fine about that. So I'm happy I did it ultimately.
Yeah. They still have the game to go. It seems like it was a fine, decent decision. Yeah.
Yeah. And, you know, we talked about Solanke, Haaland's the best player in the game, in the FPL game by a lot. And if he's fit and has two home double, whatever. You know, that's, I think anything
He'll
more than that.
He'll always be the right decision, basically.
Yeah, you don't need to think more than that. Just like, whatever, do it. You know?
Yeah.
So that's kind of how it came about for me.
So you're on 61, which seems...
Yeah. Also, another quest unlock for me.
Yeah, you saved
a double.
Into a
never,
double.
Never saved a double in my life.
Maybe because it wasn't really a double.
I'm fucking
And you dodged
flying
a bunch of Liverpool bullets.
Dude, are you kidding me? It's a double.
Dodge the Darwin, dodge the Jota, double injury.
The regs assist, I think, was the most tilting thing of the whole weekend because he was the one. If I were to do anything, you know, that would have come in. And as he's sitting there on 0 points, I was so smug. I'm just like, God.
Like,
not
I
only do I fucking hate him so much, and he has hurt me so much in the past, and I avoid it, and then he gets this assist. I'm like, a fucking cunt.
Useless fucking assist. Cunt. And it wiped your Virgil clean.
Oh, well, that was never coming in. But,
So I'm on 58.
How about you? What are you doing?
Regular captain of Haaland. You know, I have Darwin and Jota. I mean, it's just like, you just can't make it up. A week ago, I'm sitting here, I have Trent, Jota, Darwin. I have to hit out Trent. who's just out for weeks, a month, I don't even know. And then both my forwards don't go beyond 45 minutes. I mean, it's just fucking unbelievable.
Well, not only that, they're just fucking out indefinitely.
Probably out. Yeah, everyone's posting shit in Discord. I'm just like, I don't know. That sounds like bullshit. Is that news? Is that a real person that we're believing? Well,
Joe does legitimately.
He might be done for the season. Who knows? But I haven't heard actually anything from any people.
There's no Pierce.
There's like, no, we pressure. Did a scan and he's out for 6 months. There's just like people being like, looks bad.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, the Jota thing seems like that's a long term, but even with Darwin, you know, you don't get subbed in that stance and then have a short rest for one of the easiest games of the season before a cup final and play that game. That's just not going to happen.
No. So you just get completely fucked.
You get fucked. This isn't the first, won't be the last time in a double. Last. Like Mane, you know, happened a couple
people
years.
People captained Mane in a double. Got people a captained point. Sané in a double, who ended the double on a fucking point. Yeah, probably even triple capped, I'm sure.
I mean, I don't have any of the Liverpool attackers, but hey, at least they both got you fucking points. Yeah. At least it wasn't one and one, because that's another world where they each got a point, and then worse off.
Darwin gets a yellow and subbed in half, and I'm just like, are you fucking kidding me, you know?
Yeah, so you had the connection come in at least, but...
Yeah. And then they'll both be on my team really soon. Purvis, too. Unbelievable.
I mean, I was like just looking back at that, because... You know, he didn't start the Palace game, subbed early in the Luton Night game, and then like started the Spurs game, and it was just like, oh yeah, like normal, he's back. I didn't think for 5 seconds that he wasn't going to start the Sheffield game.
Me neither. So I checked my phone, and I was like, oh, cool, I'm going right back to sleep.
Yeah,
I don't know what the hell. I mean, it's like, drives me a little bit... cuckoo for Cocoa Puffs, because right last season, rewind, I wild carded, I don't know, let's just say game week 28 or something like that, whenever the fuck it was. And if everyone remembers, Brighton had a double every week. They had a game every 2 days for the last like 3 months of the season.
Yeah.
So me, smart, I'm going to get the center back because I know he's going to start every game. There's no fullback on earth that can play every 2 days. Yep. Not possible.
Yep.
Joke's on me. Purvis plays 90 every 2 days for the rest of the season. Gets attack returns, fucked me so hard.
30-ish more points than
30 dunk. Points down the drain. Yep, this year, wild card in Estupiñan. Looks like a great pick. He's just starting every game. He's either getting an attack return or clean and bones every game. And now, boom, not nailed. Their best fullback by fucking country mile, not nailed. Can't say it. I don't know, dude. I don't know what to say. I'm just praying he plays 1 minute at least this week, because I'll take 1 point. I'll happily take 1 point right now.
Yeah.
But yeah, he's got to go soon.
It's not great.
He's got to go soon. Great.
Your defense is very awkward in this moment.
Yeah, now the whole team's awkward now with Jota and Darwin, because I think...
You might be wild carding here. We got to talk about that.
I don't think so, but yeah, we'll get there. And then, you know, I'm getting absolutely fucked in the cup again because Sam Cunting Walters bench boosted for no reason with a bunch of single game weakers. Fucking dickface.
For no reason to fucking beat you.
Yeah, to beat me is fucking dream. His actual, he gets to beat his favorite pod host once a year. Fucking Sam Cunt Dickface Walters. Meanwhile, your guy checked your score right before we started. He's on 39 points. The guy you're playing. Easiest win of your life.
Easiest win.
So I fall to 0-2. I'm going to get fucking knocked out of my own cup by fucking Sam Cunting Walters. God damn it.
Is that his team name?
I don't think it's his team name, but it should be. Hopefully he's listening and laughing and changing his name right now. Obviously we're skipping league updates. We're not even done with the actual game week, so let's move on from there.
On Virgil hitting the bar was a tilter for me too.
Hitting the bar and almost getting an assist. He played in Mo.
Yeah. Unfortunate.
Brutal. And he got the hockey assist on the Darwin goal. It's just brutal. Brutal for you. Where should we begin here?
Well, I think the best place today is Burnley and Sheffield. I mean, this is, I think we're entering into that kind of territory, right? Where
It's one thing that I got right this season. When early in the season, I was like, Luton is the best promoted team. Just watching them, just pure eyes. It's just like, Luton actually plays hard and like can do some stuff.
Yeah, after five games, they were
and people, in good shape. People still like Company. People still think he's doing a great job.
Yeah. I mean, how aggressively exploitable are we to take this? Because to me, it feels like we should probably be capping like anyone decent.
Any top nine team against them or something like that.
If
like,
there's a clear
whatever
pick,
Chelsea,
like
wherever Chelsea,
or,
Chelsea and up, wherever the fuck Chelsea are these days.
Right?
Yeah, probably. Yeah. Especially at home, I would say.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Or if you have them at home.
Yeah. Yeah. Sorry. Your player at home. I mean, just look at the. Like, people need to just watch the highlights of that Arsenal game and look at goals 3, 4, 5. And look at the pen, even. I mean, like, are you kidding me? Like, that Kai goal was, that was another level. That was an actual another level. Yeah. Throw in, already beat the entire
it's
team.
Given up.
It's completely downing tools, given up. We're a fucking joke. We'll always be a joke. We'll never win a game again.
Yeah, we miss you.
We missed you. That's Burnley, baby. Yeah, except you and Wilder. I mean, they had an actual manager bounce.
Yeah,
and for like
well,
four
with Burnley,
or five
the one
games.
Thing,
oh yeah, go ahead.
They do have a goal in them. So
yes,
from the
do.
Clean sheet standpoint, like if you're a mid-table or below defense, it's still not a banker to me. You know?
They try and score.
Yeah, like if you're an Everton or a Villa or a Fulham or a Bournemouth, you know, cleaning Burnley isn't an automatic, you know, high, like 60% thing, right?
Yeah.
Chef U, though, like you're saying, they had a new manager bounce and, you know, McAtee's a good player and they have a couple of decent players.
Brereton was looking good pre-injury, yeah.
But they don't really function. I mean, they don't have any partnerships. Their defense is laughable.
Yeah.
They seem just so, so bad to me.
I know.
They let one in and they are just done. You know, I mean, they are completely done.
Completely.
I mean, that
done.
Luton night game, I think, was a very much a one off where they just kind of rose to the thing with the ground and the flamp and all that going on. But otherwise, I mean, they're giving up like 3 goals a game against bad teams.
I think I heard that they have the most goals given up at this point in any season. Like,
that,
so
yeah.
far,
Which
they're on
tracks.
Pace to give up the most goals. Yeah, it's it's unheard of what these teams
really
are doing.
Bad.
And honestly, it fucking sucks. It sucks to just have, like, these teams that are just...
Non-competitive games.
Yeah, Norwich.
Two
right?
non-competitive
like,
games.
Like, Norwich had, you know, they've had their moments, but they've also had seasons where it's just, like, game week 16, and it's like, all right, well, they're finishing 20th, obviously, and every game doesn't matter. And that's these teams. I mean, they're just complete joke.
Yeah. Yeah, it sucks. So I think it's something to just look at and, you know, take your own temperature about how aggressively do you want to pursue attacking these two teams, because... Like this week, you know, Palace, Burnley, we are just as bad as them, and we might lose 1-1 in that game. That's another 1-1 loss for us. Wolves, home chef, you though?
Wolves could score 3.
5.
Yeah.
They could score 5.
Well, yeah, because that's what the rewiring of your brain that every individual has to do is that when we say they can score 3 against chef, you 3 turns into 5. Because number four and number five, they're not even trying. They're not even looking.
Yeah.
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 So it is. It is where back, rewind the tape back to game week 9 and we're still there.
Yeah.
I'm just like, holy shit, nothing matters except playing these teams.
Yeah. So.
Wolves, man. We actually got some Wolves questions.
I bet we did.
Probably because they're playing their fucking
let's go into Wolves. I think it's a good place. You know, they beat Spurs, a little upset. I don't know who this Joao Gomez character is, but he scored 2 goals.
Yeah. He's not a pick. Spoiler alert, not a pick.
Certainly not a pick, but, you know, Cunha's out.
Yeah.
I mean, they don't have 2. They have 3 interesting mids. You know, with Cunha out, you know, Sarabia's name's got to be there. He's 4-7. Neto... Wang. the defense is all very kindly priced. And, you know, in addition to the home Chef U game, they have at Newcastle, home Fulham, home Bournemouth. So they have four really, really good attacking fixtures.
Yep.
How are you looking at Wolves these days?
Yeah, I mean, they've been weird. They're just perfectly mid-table, but not by playing at that level. They're playing at either leaps and bounds above that or leaps and bounds below that, and it averages out to a mid-table team. That they either are upsetting someone or losing to one of the worst teams in the league. They don't just draw everyone and finish 10th or whatever. I think if teams give them space, I think Neto's just like irresistible. I mean, he's pretty much every minute he's been fit this season. He had that little bit of injury, you know, before AFCON and Asian Cup, I think it was. Every other minute he's been fit, he's just been like, get the ball to Neto, let him do stuff and create a chance. And I didn't watch this game live, the Spurs game live, but in highlights and his numbers, I mean, it was kind of more of the same. It was just, get the ball to Neto. He's going to fucking abuse Royale or Bavis or whoever the hell and create chances. And he did. And he has a ton of assists. So many returns. Yeah.
That's the thing with him that still puts me fairly
that
off
he's the assister.
He has two goals.
I know, but he has 11 assists.
Mother's Day is around the corner. Find the perfect gift for the mom in your life with a stunning piece of jewelry from Blue Nile. From timeless pearls to dazzling gemstones, Blue Nile has something she'll adore. Need it fast? Most items can ship overnight. Plus, enjoy guaranteed free shipping and returns. Don't miss our special Mother's Day deals. Save big on the season's most beautiful trends. For a limited time, get up to 50% off by going to BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
It just, you know, I mean, he does have a lot of assists because he's so difficult to deal with and his crossing is accurate and I feel like he has like five rebound assists because he just shoots right to the keeper and then someone taps it in. But
yeah,
but if you're not going to have a lot of space in a lot of these games, you know, I mean, these are the in air quote banker games, you know, at Newcastle, he'll have space, but there's not going to be space in the other games.
There'll be space for Bournemouth. And I think that would be for Fulham too, honestly. I really do.
Yeah, I don't know.
I think
that
Fulham and Bournemouth,
away, maybe you like that. I would like that a little bit more for a space countering standpoint. But at home, I can't see Milv like going to Molyneux and playing some expansive high.
I think they will. I think they look at that game as winnable. And I don't think they're really wrong. I think they see that as like, this is, I mean, they have nothing to lose. The other Sheffield Burnley point docking thing to factor in is that these teams have nothing to lose. 0% chance of relegation for almost everything. So, you know, I don't think Fulham shows up, parks a bus, and like, oh, let's fucking get a point at Molyneux. Like, who gives a shit? It's Milv.
Yeah.
He's going to go for it, I think.
That's
right?
a possibility.
Bournemouth
high
press everyone. You know, they're for sure going to show up and press.
Yeah, but they also have been killing games. I mean, they're not, you know, they press, but they don't allow big chances or guys, like players aren't like running in behind the Bournemouth line. You know, I mean,
I'm oversimplifying it. The basics of a high press, though, are like if you beat it, which is hard. But if you beat it, then you're running in space. Like, definitionally. If the other team is closing you down with multiple guys from multiple angles, if you get by them, through them, over them, you have space. And I have, like, full faith in Gazza that, like, that's a Wolves kind of game. You know, like he makes it simple, right? He's just like, get the ball to Neto.
Yeah,
flood the box. Outlet. Yeah.
Yeah, get a couple guys in to join, and that's that.
Yeah. Eight Nori, Semedo, maybe the Bournemouth. Neto. Yeah.
Yeah, maybe the Bournemouth game at home. I see the Newcastle game as the one for Neto, and the other ones, I'm like, oh, I hope he gets something.
Yeah.
I mean, to me, I'm more interested in Sarabia.
But he's also an assist guy.
Yes. And also, I feel like in home games where they're going to have a little more of the ball and they're not going to be countering exclusively and extensively, where they might actually have a midfield presence and they can just have more, like, then I feel like those are games where he's a lot more dangerous in terms of just finding space in the box. And because he's not that fast. I feel like he's so fucked
old
up.
Old and slow.
Yeah.
But he's actually slow. Incredible. I mean, I really like him. He's been unbelievable.
He's just
all year.
On the wrong team. He's on the wrong team.
Yeah, I mean, he came from PSG for a reason. He's not like some fucking rando Portuguese guy that they found. He's 32 and slow, but he's so fucking class. I mean, he's just incredible, and I really rate him. But like again, he's just not a goal scorer at all. So like you're choosing. And the problem with Wolves, if you want one of their attackers, is like you're either choosing from two assist guys or you're choosing Huang. There's no one else.
Yeah.
And so and Huang is like the guy who's going to get shots and goals between them.
Well, yeah, maybe. I mean, he's the worst of the three, though, by a lot, in my estimation.
The worst
in
player
terms of, his
of the three, I agree. Yeah. But I mean, if you want goals, that's who you get.
Yeah, but I think that's not fair to say, because I think you need to use your imagination a little bit more of the specific moment that they're in right now, where Cunha's not there. Wang is maybe going to be a little more decoyish, where it's like, oh, he's their only goal scorer. But Sarabia, in the right game context, takes shots. I mean, he's probably on pens. Maybe him or Huang.
I wonder if he is. Yeah,
I don't know.
Sure
I feel like
that.
He has.
I think Huang probably will.
But, you know, I mean. Yeah, he might be. I think they've both taken a pen for them. I don't know who's been on the pitch or not in the past, but you know, it's a
tough call because
three-headed
like,
coin kind of
yeah,
flip.
And you're,
any of them could get double digits.
Corners are split between Sarabia and Neto. Yeah, exactly. Any of them can brace assists, or Huang can score two goals also in any of them.
Yeah,
that's why I'm just like Neto seems more main man-y to me. And so I'm just like, yeah, I'll just, you know, get the guy who's getting all of the assists and creating all the stuff. But, you know, Huang also had like a fucking, not going to call it a sitter because it was a volley, but like he had a chance from like 6 yards out, you know, like he could just score any of these games because, again, in space, they are good at creating. I think that both me and you are just not that high on Huang, and like that's really just the bottom line. Never have been.
Yeah, I just don't think he's very good.
Yeah. Like give me Sasa. I wish Sasa was still on this team. I'd be straight at my fucking team.
But you know, there's these three guys. You know, we're hemming and hawing, obviously, and it doesn't sound like any of us are really stumping for anyone strongly. It sounds like you like Neto. I probably would. Take Sarabia over Neto right now for this little window. I just am feeling that a little bit more.
I think they're all very, very reasonable.
Yeah. I mean, the bigger issue is, you know, you obviously have the Sheffield game right now, which great. Midfield spots are precious. Yeah. And even though they do have a few good fixtures, it still feels like very sketch to be having a Wolves player. Period.
Yeah.
Because they could also just score zero goals in any game ever. And I'm just like, oh, yeah, it's Wolves.
Yeah.
You know,
or
like,
just
what am
any,
I doing?
Like
I don't even have the pen taker.
Yeah. Like aforementioned, any of these guys could score 2 to 3 in all these games. And one of these guys just isn't involved in any of them. And that also wouldn't be weird. It's just fucking, you know, the other guys.
Right.
They do have the attacking defenders also.
I mean, Eight Nori,
and honestly, Dawson is certifiable donger. Let's not sleep on Craigie boy. I mean, he's been donging for decades now. He gets his head on stuff.
Yeah.
He just wins stuff all the time. And so you want to find someone, you want a cheap defender who's maybe going to get you a goal clean or something like that. Sure. He could do it.
Yeah, him and Kilman. I mean, they're both 4 or 5. You know, pick your poison.
I like their guys.
Dawson's also a red card shout. little, I don't know. I guess.
Oh, I wanted to say one more thing also is that, you know, like, the, for me, another like big feather in Neto's cap is like, he plays 90. Like, he averages 88 minutes per start. Yeah, Sarabia plays 70 minutes per start.
Yeah, he subs Sarabia every game because he's fucking old. He's old.
And Huang even doesn't play 90. And, like, we've seen even more this season than seasons in the past. No,
Huang plays 90.
Late goals and stuff. Yeah, he does. He does sometimes.
Huang plays 90.
Yeah.
No, Sarabia has the minutes risk there more.
Which you don't like. You don't like that.
We were talking about the defense. No, you don't. The other thing about the defense, just wanted, you know, them keeping cleans ever is a question.
Yes.
Question mark. You know, just by the nature of who they are and what they are up to.
Yeah, they're not very good.
You know, the players, they just seem to lose focus or, you know, let that go in. And, you know, after the Sheffield United game again, you know, they do have a nice run of fixtures, but they felt in looking at the landscape of defense, because it seems like, you know, everyone is either holding Trent or has blankers or needs to make defense.
Yeah.
Where do you look at them next to the Bournemouth defenders? Because, you know, Bournemouth have a bad 26 home city, but then it's Burnley, double of Sheffield, Luton, Wolves, Everton, Palace, Luton.
Yeah, I think it's got to be Bournemouth.
They're the
there.
Same price. They're all 4 or 5.
I think it's got to be Bournemouth there, but also, actually, I don't think either of these two teams guarantee have a game in 29. If that was the case, then like that would be the one.
Oh yeah, I don't even know.
I don't know, but right. I
they
do
play
like,
each other in 29.
Yeah, they play each other. So I don't know. I guess that means it's less likely. I don't even know what that means. But
I don't know. Who knows?
I like Bournemouth more. I mean, Neto's not been good for me on my wild card, but I picked him for a reason. I mean, they're better defense. I think their press gives them better numbers, better shot suppression, better, you know, the teams just have a hard time playing through them because they're more organized. But I also like Senesi. I mean, we've been DMing a little bit about Senesi. He is also just a fucking dong fest. I mean, he really gets shots in the box in a way that, you know, pops for a center back. So I do like them a little more, but the Bournemouth thing is like they don't have an Itinori. Like they don't have a fullback that does any attacking or crossing or anything like that. So
I mean, they have Kirkez, but he doesn't play anymore. So
he doesn't play, but he also just like doesn't cross. It's just like a stylistic thing, I think, is like they just don't have like overlapping fullbacks in the same way or wingbacks in Wolves' case who just get super far forward. So you take a little away there, but I think I like Senesi more than I like Wolves' guys. Except for, you know, this week, it blows.
Yeah, I mean, like, Zabarnyi also.
And you have to start him this week, most teams.
Yeah, like, Zabarnyi, the other center back, he's 4-4. I guess it's, you know, you're looking, maybe it's, you know, maybe you want to kind of have 1-1, I don't know. But, yeah, the timing of it is a little bit awkward.
Yeah.
And you have to kind of see how they line up with the rest of your defense from 27 onwards. But, I mean, it's a big difference this week because everyone needs them. And it's huge. And with Bournemouth, just, I mean, they haven't kept it clean in a while. And they don't really look like they should be keeping cleans watching them play.
No, lately it's been a lot of mistakes, sloppy.
Yeah, you know, a midfielder steps up and then there's a huge chance behind or whatever. Like, that seems to happen every 15 minutes. And also, they're playing 3 promoted sides literally in a row. And then they play Wolves, Everton, Palace, and then Luton. Well, Luton away is a bad clean fixture, but I mean, these 5 games are just really good, so.
Yeah, I mean, that 28 double of home Sheffield, home Luton, I mean, replace home Luton with home Burnley is the only possible combination in the universe to make that a better double.
Yeah.
But it's the second best double you could possibly have in the game. The likelihood of any other team having a double remotely that good is almost zero. I mean,
it is zero. The only better possibility would be home Sheffield, home Burnley.
Yeah, that's what I mean. So like even having one as good is basically impossible because it's that good. So I think, like, you know, ideally Bournemouth don't blank in 29 or we decide to use free hit by then. I don't know. I don't want to get into it, but I think attacking that double is worth it. I mean, not having Dom is actually just unacceptable for how good that double is and how he's playing this season. And then, like, we're going to be by then looking at maybe a Bournemouth mid. I mean, we just talked about the Wolves mids. There's not really someone that good on Bournemouth that we want.
Yeah.
But, like, I think the double's that good that, like, we might just force... We might just pick a bad player because the double's that good.
I mean, Tav is definitely the most interesting.
Yeah.
And he's been really underwhelming, you know, just from a numbers standpoint, from an eye test standpoint. He just hasn't been doing much. And Clivert plays an hour a game. Sinisterra seems like he's getting more of a look in recently as he's kind of come back into fitness.
Yeah.
And also, it's just all these guys do all this wingery shit where they're all kind of bad. They're really wide. Like, it's either like almost like fucking Scott or like Cook, like the central mid kind of gets in, but these guys like Christie, they're the busy guys get help, are the extra guys to kind of support Dom in the central areas. And it's like Clivert is sort of that, but he just doesn't play enough to pick him. So
play consistently or enough. Even when he does start, it's not like really enough. It's tough because the obvious guy you want is Semenyo, but he's reverse out of position forward. You can't really go there.
I envy you with Neto. Like, I feel like that's a really nice guy to have in this little grouping of games coming up. Yeah. But
God, am I going to bench boost that week? I have double keeper double.
Yeah, should do. That's good enough reason to bench boost. Yeah, that should. I mean, look at Kaminsky getting in a bat.
Dude.
Hero.
Two save points in a bat. Forget about it.
Fucking get in. I can't believe Branthening was one BPS away from getting a bonus point today.
Jeez. And he had so many good through balls to Palace players, too. I don't know.
He's creating chances.
He should have chance more, created over and over.
Yeah, the bonus points.
Bottom line is, though, I think a lot of teams, and obviously it's on our minds, too, are going to be bringing in, like, not the best players from the best teams in the next few weeks just to, like, get through this blank, get some doublers, get through 29 blank. It's just like, it's kind of weird.
Everyone's going to be on their own path. But, I think these are some interesting moments because you could spike some really huge hauls from these very, very, very low percent owned guys, looking at these little fixture runs from teams like Wolves and Bournemouth, which is not very common, throughout the course of the season. And
I mean, Tavernier has a 16 pointer this year.
Well, I mean, and last year he had some enormous hauls.
Yeah. And guess who his 16 pointer was against? Sheffield United. He fucking braced. So,
he's a really good player.
He's really good. The role
that he's been taking up is not very FPL friendly this year.
Yeah, and that's basically that's what it is.
And also, they're playing the worst teams in the league coming up. I would probably rather roll dice on Tav with like three promoted teams in a row than Neto, honestly.
I think so.
I mean, what are you going to miss out on Neto? Like, he gets a fucking five
point. Two assists is his ceiling. Two assists is his ceiling.
Maybe Tav is... We probably both need to do a little bit more checking into Bournemouth right now.
I think so. Because they're actually... It's just so hard with Wolves, like I mentioned earlier, because it's not that they're mid-table. It's just that they're unpredictable and inconsistent. It's like sometimes they could just blow a team away and you're like, Wolves, and I got fucking my Svenny, my friend who's a Wolves fan, DMing me being like, imagine not having Wolves attack. And I'm like, it's not that hard for me to imagine having considered one of their players all year. And then they just will like lose to a bottom five team. And you're just like, imagine having Wolves attack, like they're a fucking dog shit team.
Yeah. But with the Bournemouth thing, it is just Burnley, Sheffield, Luton, like
ridiculous.
Everton, Palace, like you're looking at
home double.
For it to all come back to back to back to back is something very, very rare.
Maybe we should be considering Semenyo. I mean, Jesus fucking Christ. Just double forwards.
I think that I think that's a step too far because of who you would be missing out on by having him. Because
you're removing either Tony or Ollie.
Yeah.
And it's just like ridiculous. Yeah.
Well, I mean, I guess let's also, this is, I think, too repetitive on this one, but looking over across the other end of the landscape in midfield, like Mo back, just skull assists, you know, there are very conflicting reports about his fitness right now, and we don't have to go too into that because we'll have more information by the time we have to make decisions later on in the week.
Yeah.
But, you know, Mo is potentially back on the radar. Sun started, you know, 9-6, whatever, but I guess just, you know, I wanted to kind of...
Sokka's bracing every game.
Well, all of a sudden, I mean, you would have to be insane not to own or ever even talk about getting rid of Sokka. I don't know anyone who would ever do that. But in midfield, like, what are you... And Palmer, right? I mean, he...
Right, this Palmer, is, this, who's
that
blank.
That fucks me. Like, I'm just... I feel so ashamed that I was saying, like, bench him in Liverpool City games because of blah, 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 blah. And he doesn't take a shot in either of those games. And I start him in my team both those games. I'm like, what am I doing?
Well,
it's so aggravating.
He was so good versus Man City, though. And yeah, Chelsea should have scored three. So.
He was so good at Man City. And also, he was nowhere near points.
Yeah, he was purely hockey assist. Hockey assist points.
He was nowhere near points. Yeah. But anyway, where do you see the midfield going?
Palmer's definitely like a very, you know, he's going to be a controversial one, I think, because... Right, he's blanking 26 this week. Then he's at Brentham, home Newcastle. Those are fucking good attacking fixtures. Like Chelsea could score 0-4 in either of those. And then they're definitely or almost definitely going to blank in 29 too. I don't know the math that has to work there. I mean, one of Chelsea or Arsenal have to like win in the FA Cup, I think, and that's pretty likely. So we're going to be again looking at a situation of like, are we going to bring Palmer back? Probably only teams that are free hitting, and teams that aren't free hitting are probably going to wait until like 30 or wait until they wild card to bring Palmer back, which means they're not going to have him for at Brentham, home Newcastle, which again, really fucking good fixtures that I want to start Palmer in. So, I mean, I think he's in the best midfield for 27 and 28. It's just a matter of how your 29 is going to be and how, you know, like if you can bench him in 26 or if people are already transferring him out. I mean, I transferred him out last week. I think a lot of people did.
Yeah.
And he's just only going to get more transfers out this week. So... But yeah, I think he is part of the best midfield in 27-28, to answer your question. He's that good.
Yeah. Yeah, it's just tough. Yeah, I mean, it's tough. He's tough. He's so tough to evaluate
and Chelsea
just from a game-to-game basis because, you know, he was also a hair's breadth away from getting 2 points in the Palace game. And then he had those two late assists, right?
Yep.
Where he was like fairly anonymous the whole game. I mean, he has that capability of just floating in a game and just not doing anything. And then he has these capabilities in the City game where he's clearly their best player and he's not even remotely close to getting FPL points.
Yeah. You know, and so he's off most set pieces now with Chilwell, which sucks. Yeah.
So he's lost a lot of his, you know, box ticking that he had earlier.
He also hasn't won a pen in a while, so he's due.
Yeah. And you still look at his kind of recent games and he's just hauling ass, hauling tits every other game. He's just getting a huge haul.
Yeah.
I think, you know, the greater question is just what is Chelsea and what are they up to? You know, I mean, Nkunku still hasn't kind of come in. They're playing with all the midfielders still, like with Gallagher, Enzo, and Caicedo. And, you know, what are they doing?
And Raz randomly gets a game.
Yeah,
Raz gets a game. Because he's just on City. You know, I don't know.
Fucking could play Mudrick tomorrow. I have no idea what he's doing.
Yeah.
It's still just a lot of, I don't know.
Yeah, I got nothing to say. I got nothing to add. And Chelsea, it's not like I'm the one person on earth that's figured this team out. I mean, they're just fucking Jekyll and Hyde. I mean, I think if I were to try and like oversimplify it, I think they're good against the good teams and bad against the bad teams, mostly. I mean, they are really good at pressing and they're really good at countering and they're really pacey, especially with Nico. I think Nico in those big games is like, he's so good, and like as an outlet against City, and they just couldn't deal with him the whole game. But yeah, against a team where they're, you know, supposed to dominate the ball and win, I just don't think they're the best. And you would think those are the games where it's like, all right, just get Palmer on the ball, let him create some magic. And sometimes he does, and sometimes, like you said, he's just completely anonymous for like 80 minutes. So, and it's just like,
he's
what
just
the hell?
So wide. I don't know why he just plays him so wide.
It's a little weird. It's a little weird. But I think mostly they're still pretty good. I mean, I know they're in like fucking 12th or something, but like, there's still a team where if I can get their best player for like $5.5 million, who's also on Pens, like I want that. Any week against any opponent, they can score three, even though they can also blank against any opponent. I mean,
He still has the price going for him.
Yeah.
And, you know, he has a couple good fixtures after the blank, and he's still going to be good. It's just,
and the price matters, right? You just mentioned all the guys that are back, right? Yeah. These are the most expensive players in the game. Like we have Holland and Kev now. We're going to want Mo sooner or later. We're probably going to want like a Spurs mid or two sooner or later. Like that, we all have Saka. Obviously, we would never consider selling him. You know, these are fucking the most expensive players in the game. So,
still just like, would you want him over like Tav? Like, is that crazy?
I wouldn't.
I don't think I would, because you talk about like at Brentham home Newcastle's games you want Palmer, and like, those are hard games.
Yeah.
They're not Luton, I like him in the Sheffield, hard games, and Burnley. But
I
hear
you. Yeah, no, I mean,
you know, and
I think
he doesn't play. He's not Son. You know, I mean, he's not, you know, he's not a player or a team that I know will attack the whole game.
Yeah.
And,
yeah.
You know, and the fixtures are, you know, they're good-ish because of what we've seen recently, and also, you know, at Brentham and, you know, Newcastle, it's just, you know, they're,
I
not,
I mean, they play at home Brentford and away Newcastle. That was a 0-2 loss and a 1-4 loss against Newcastle. They got completely fucking dominated by these teams earlier in the years, and Palmer didn't return in either of them, I don't think. So I hear you, but I think It's annoying as fuck, because we don't really like talking about the blanks, but I think in between 26 and 27 is when we'll find out about the blanks. So hopefully, you know, at least it's soon. But what I was going to say is also is just like 29 is a big factor for me in that decision, because like, I don't know if it's possible that I'm not free hitting in 29, if the, you know, everything just falls away that works for my team or whatever, which, you know, we'll see. And like Tavernier plays in 29 and Palmer doesn't, then like, no, Tavernier's just better, right? I mean, he has a fixture this week, even though it's a bad one. Palmer doesn't. I'll take one or 2 points from Tav, right? He has a double. Palmer doesn't. He has better fixtures and 29. It's just, it's too much. It adds up too much that he's just obviously better, but. We don't have to decide right now, because no one's bringing in Palmer anyway, so because they blank. Yeah. So.
Well, some of us have to decide if we're going to keep him. But.
Oh, yeah. That's a tougher call. How many guys do you have this week?
Right now. Let me check. Nine.
Nice. I mean, you're also just fine. Yeah.
I have two frees, too.
You have two frees, yeah. Yeah, I'm on 10 guys, and I have one free, and I have three injured players. So,
so good job, don't have 10 guys.
No. My three injured guys are all my blankers. Yeah.
So that is a good job by you.
It's kind of tactical injuries, but yeah. I don't think we need to talk about Jota and Mo and injuries and shit. Right? Like, we'll figure that out later. Yeah, I agree with you.
Gordon on Penn 6-1.
Yeah. Dude, Gordon, we're going to look back at the end of the year, and I'm going to have had Gordon for like 25 game weeks, I think. Like,
I still haven't had him yet this year. Have you?
I had him for so long, and he was fucking incredible for me.
Yeah, I remember.
Then he got injured, and then I brought him back in. Gets me an 8-pointer.
Yeah. You were one of the early adopters, right?
Yeah. And I mean, again, he's just been good, looks good to me, like basically every game. Newcastle suck, but their attack is still pretty good.
Yeah.
He's on Pens until the Pens thing is kind of a funny thing, right? Because it balances the fact that he's a worse pick when he plays striker.
Yeah.
By giving him Pens. And then Isak's gonna come back and be on Pens, and then Gordon's gonna be a better pick because of Isak.
Yeah, open play pick, yeah. I mean, he just seems like, you know, a good fine, unsexy, unspectacular hold or, you know.
Yeah. You know, obviously away Arsenal's not good this week, but like home Wolves at Chelsea. Yeah, sure.
Yeah.
Yeah. Good.
I mean, dude, Grob is on a 10-11 little run right now.
Tear.
And they still have Everton, Fulham, NFO. So, yeah.
We saw this run, you know, weeks ago. We're just like, there's just no one on Brighton. And here's Grob.
Yeah. And it was, I mean, he was so close to blanking. He just gets the late assist and then he launches into
his bonus points. Fucked.
Yeah.
The way this man bones.
That was my one regret this week, because I was looking at, you know, doing a hit for Palmer to Gross, and you know, I don't know if getting eight, like, it would have been a close, I think it would have been pretty close, and it would have set my team up on a different trajectory.
Plus four or something like that, right? Because Palmer had one or something.
Yeah, but also, I mean, it would have had other effects on my team, but I mean, he's just a really good pick for a few weeks too. You know, I mean, 6-4.
And, yeah, they still have the really good fixtures. Yeah.
Yeah.
And,
a lot of good picks.
Yeah, and Arsenal keep scoring 5 to 6 goals every game. I mean, we got a bunch of questions that were sort of like, is it too late to get Saka? Like, dude, just get Saka. Right? It's not too late. They still have really good fixtures. They're still home Newcastle at Sheffield. And that's all you need to know. Next to their home Newcastle at Sheffield, you really don't want Saka. And they could score five or six again in those games. I know they have Champions League, I think, tomorrow or Wednesday, but...
Yeah, they do this week. I mean, you're just not going to be making those points up against the field if you're going elsewhere at this point, honestly. And, you know, they're also coming into a really good moment. I mean, he just had a couple of braces in a row. Yeah. He also scored a goal the two games before that. His pen was not great, but he scored it. You know, I mean, he still has them, unless if he's feeling charitable to one of his friends. The more I've been watching Arsenal this year is like, and I don't know if it's enough, not enough, appropriate, not appropriate, but the Irish snake, Declan Rice.
He's unbelievable.
I don't think enough is being said about him.
Like, he's unbelievable.
He's actually top 5 player in the world, think. Right
he's
now,
so good.
It's actually fucking insane how.
I mean, it's
good
only Rodri in that deep role. It's only Rodri ahead of him. There's no one else.
I would have to have a serious conversation about, because
I don't think Rodri's touchable. But I mean, he's right there.
Well, they do different things.
Yeah,
I mean,
they do.
Rodri
they
has
do.
Added a different element to his game this year, but. I mean, ultimately, Rice is a lot more versatile and adaptable than Rodri. Rodri does the one thing, basically. But, I mean, Rice has transformed the team. I mean, they had
so
the betting in period
good.
At the beginning of the season where the midfield was very much like, what are we doing? Who's going where? How is this going to work? And, I mean, it's his team now. Like, this is just Declan Rice's team.
For
and
sure.
they are... I mean, they're impenetrable, they're irresistible, like, they are just doing everything, and I feel like he is just ridiculous.
He's
like,
ridiculous.
Watching him every game is fucking insane.
It's also, like, I feel like he hasn't missed a game in 5 years.
Yeah,
and
he's always available.
It hasn't taken a toll on him at all. Like, his fitness is unreal. For someone his size, too.
Freak.
He just
Absolute
covers...
Insane.
End to end, the whole game, 90, every game, involved in every challenge, involved in the build-up for every goal. And he's absolutely unbelievable.
Yeah. So, I mean, he's in a good spot right
Arsenal
now.
Yeah, Arsenal playing so well right now.
And, dude, fucking Zinchenko's hurt. So they're keeping cleans. It's
True.
Amazing.
True.
It's actually amazing. Like, get him the fuck out of the team, and they're not letting up the garbage time goal. Because every garbage time goal...
They're not struggling with attack either, right?
Yeah,
that's what
every
Arsenal
garbage time goal
said.
They let up is him. He's at the scene of every crime. Because goes on a little adventure, and he lets someone run right by him. So that's been incredible from a Raya,
who's the third?
Gabriel,
who do you think's the best third Arsenal guy to get? After Gabriel and Saka, who I think are clear 1 and 2, but you know, that was Fergany and Jitterbug's question.
Yeah.
They're asking about Trossard, but like, as soon as Jesus is back, it's
absolutely
not him.
Not. Yeah. I think it's probably White.
Yeah, White or Saliba, right?
I still don't think Saliba has enough set piece threat to tip him over White for me, even though White only puts in like 3 crosses a game.
Yeah, he doesn't overlap as much. Yeah.
Yeah, I think I'd rather have that than like maybe Saliba gets a goal from it bouncing off his shoulder. I mean, he's just nowhere near it. I mean, Raya, I was more interested a lot. And the main concept there is, again, like kind of the replacement value we touched on last pod, right? Of the defenders are just so much worse than the midfielders and attackers in the game. So, you know, if you have the best defense in the league, you know, buy them when you can, because there aren't very many defenses. Also,
and they're not 8 million. They're just normal price, basically.
Yeah, they're 5.5 or whatever. It's just barely expensive. Yeah. I mean, Raya is... I couldn't believe this because I was just looking. I was like,
say the stat. Say the line, Bart.
I've had him for so long. Well, the better stat is he has started 20 games this year.
Okay.
20. How many save points does he have in 20 games?
I mean, I'm guessing because I'm not looking. I'm going to say 2.
4. Well, 2 is ridiculous. That would be 1 save ridiculous. Point per 10
I knew
games.
It was something ridiculous. Well,
yeah. So he gets 1 save point every 5 games.
5 games. Yeah.
It's not good, Bob.
I got to look this up. Yeah, I mean, it is.
So we've talked about Ederson.
He's the new Ederson.
He's
the new Ederson.
Yeah, he is. Ederson's a 2 or 1. That's what Ederson is now. I mean, he's fine because, you know, he'll get his 6s, but he's really not a good pick, Raya. I think he's just not a good pick.
Yeah, keepers, ultimately, we've seen it for a decade now, spending more on keepers ultimately not worth it, especially when Saliba has some attacking and some bonus, and Ben White has some attacking and some bonus. It's just like,
it's back to the replacement value.
Which is always the thing with keeper, right? That's always the thing holding them back, is the replacement value of just, I'll just get a 4-4 guy who got saves, and it's like, fine.
Yeah, as long as you don't get Dubravka, because then you don't have a player. But
he's something else.
Yeah, he's something else.
Also, but, about enough is fucking Martin.
Yeah, but I think it's Saliba or White for me. What about you? What do you see?
Yeah, I would probably go Saliba. I don't know. I have a sour taste in my mouth from when I got White, and then he just disappeared for 2 weeks. So, there's that.
We have to do a pretty, I think, extensive postmortem on your team, because I feel like
I've had the weirdest year.
Yeah, like, I feel like your transfers have been generally so bad.
Either,
what are you doing so bad kind of situation?
Yeah, it's either that, like, I make a transfer and it's just good and obvious, so you don't notice. But, like, I brought in Gabriel this week. Like, no one's going to notice that and be like, oh, good move. No, I just brought in the best defender, so.
Yeah, because I look at it, I'm like, oh, of course you have Gabriel, because everyone does. But it's so like, but you missed all
It's completely
points.
Insignificant. But it's like the other moves. It's like I bring in a guy and then he's mystery not in the squad for like 3 weeks. Or I bring in a guy and I transferred out a 20-pointer, you know, the highest of someone's career. Yeah. I'm just like, excuse me now? What? Excuse me, bacon powder? But yeah, I mean, just circling back to Saka, I mean, these people who don't have Saka, and they're trying so hard to like reason. It's fine that I don't have Saka, right?
It's
just
not
like,
fine. Yeah, it's not fine.
Not having Saka is like drinking poison and expecting the other person to die. That's what not having Saka
is. That a thing that people do?
I don't know. Well, it's a thing. Like,
let me experiment with this one.
Yeah, exactly.
Okay.
Defenders, there are a bunch more defender questions. I think everyone's kind of like, I don't know. Dino's asking for a Perv replacement. So is Balvsky. Brian saying, I need a Perv or Taylor replacement. So everyone's replacing Perv. And then Cowley, who do I go to from Poro, VVD, or Trent? And Jonathan and Kid looking for the best cheap defenders. They're trying to raise money. So we talked about Arsenal, obviously. If you don't have them, get them. But where else? Like, is it just like Senesi because they have a good double and a good run?
I think it is, right? Aforementioned Bournemouth Wolves conversation is apropos.
Because there's no one else.
I would throw Palace in that category, I think, with really good fixtures and John Stone back in. So we have a keeper again.
John Stone is huge,
I mean, Richards is 3.9 and yeah, he's going to play.
He's been pretty good too, from what I've seen. He's okay.
I would say he's not noticeable, which is a compliment.
Which is good. Yeah. You don't want to notice the rhythm section or something's gone wrong.
Yes, exactly. So, I do feel like because everyone's going to be using their wild card soon, that it's a fixture play because we do have all of a sudden, you know, a real dearth of attacking defender options. And,
Eaton Ori, I've always liked. He's literally never been good for me in fantasy. I've had him a million times. He's never gotten me points or been good ever. But I've always liked him. I always just watch him and I'm just like, he's good.
Yeah. I think a million times of owning him is perhaps a gross overstatement. Yeah, maybe I've had him once, but.
Well, all of a sudden we're not allowed to exaggerate on this pod.
Well, I mean, you might not have ever owned him. I think I've owned him multiple times.
I have.
Multiple?
Yeah, because I've always loved him. He's always the guy that I'm always like.
Multiple times.
On my wild card. On my second wild card. He's my fifth offender kind of guy.
Okay. Yeah, yeah. No, I mean, yeah, he's fun. He's fun, but. Yeah, I think you just go down the barrel to the cheap guys who have good fixtures, you know, because I think it's sort of Senesi.
Yeah, there's something to him. And I do think Regs is not stupid. I mean, they don't blank this week or in 29. They're one of the few confirmed teams that don't blank in 29.
Yeah.
He's taking set pieces for Brenham are worth more than set pieces for any other team in the league. Like,
yeah, I don't.
He'll just get some random dumbass assists.
I think it's really stupid looking at the fixtures. Like, come on, dude. It's at City, at Western, Chelsea, Arsenal.
Wait, for Brendan?
Yeah. I mean, they have like two cleans in the next till April.
Well, they also have West Ham and Burnley before those even happen. That's who they have in the blanks, though, right? Like, that's when you're 100% starting this player.
Shit, dude. All right, fine.
That's what I'm telling you. That's what I'm here for.
Okay. All right.
Dude, actually, rogue shout for a defender. Great pick, I think. Sleeper.
Van Hakkinen?
Mason Holgate. Could be good.
Could be good. He'll be back for the blanks. Right when you need him.
Fucking scumbag. Yeah, right when you need him. Right when you need him. Yeah, Van Hekkening's good. Lamptey's good.
He's always good. Dude, Game Week 1 team, Van Hekkening.
Oh, my God.
Great pick. I should have hodled him, for sure.
I'm skipping these Mo questions. We got a bunch of Mo questions.
I love Van Hekkening.
Yeah, he's actually good. Limber Dolphins, and who's the best mid pick that has a guaranteed fixture in 26 and 29? Well, Walsh knows all the fixtures, so I'm gonna. it's a player from. I can tell you, it's Fulham, Burnley, Brentham, West Ham, and Villa. Wow, those are some good teams that you want midfielders from.
That's a week we're gonna be free hitting into like a 5-2-3 formation.
Yeah, this goes back to what we were talking about on the live stream, right? It's like you're either bringing in terrible players to set up for 29, or you're free hitting in 20 terrible players in 29. So which is more valuable? Having like good players in 26, 27, 28, and then free hitting, or is it more valuable to save your free hit? I don't know the answer. But I don't want any of these players on my fucking team. I know which way I'm going.
Yeah, I don't have time for this at all.
But of those teams, I don't know. It's probably fucking Bailey or something. I don't know.
Yeah, who gives a fuck?
They're all terrible. They're so bad. Bolter said Hoyland or Watkins to replace Darwin in 26. Kafink also said, who would be your ideal three strikers at the moment? Quite a few guys seem good picks at the moment.
Yeah, Hojlund's has definitely put his little cap into the ring.
He's been donging for fucking fun, I'll tell you that much.
I just, Man United completely fries my brain watching them bad every team. Week. I feel really like I've watched, Game Week 25? I've probably watched 19 of their games this year. Oh,
they're
on TV.
They're featured every week.
Yeah, I mean,
some fucking 19, little 20. Shitter was like, I was like saying Mano's not very good, which He isn't.
Yep.
And some shitter was like, "How? Like, you need to watch the games before you." I was like, "Dude, I've watched every main. I've watched every main who started his career. Like, yeah. They're on TV every fucking week. Are you kidding me? Can't not watch them."
Yeah, Hojlund though. I mean, he's
good
scoring.
Yeah, they have home Fulham, home Everton, home Chef U, all three coming up.
Yeah. At City, if you could bench him, if you want to get him, but
yeah,
and then it
yeah.
gets a little tougher. But you know, you certainly
if look they at play those three, in 29, I don't know if like if you remove that home chef view, it's a lot less appealing, but it's still solid.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Well, it could make maybe I guess it's a future double, but you know, yeah. I mean, he's in a good again. He's in a good moment. You know, I don't.
Yeah.
It's still just like these guys. You know, I mean, comparing like Solanke, like I have Solanke, Tony, and Haaland, and I'm like. Nothing is getting any of these guys out of my team. Like there is their perch is so high that these guys, I mean, I feel like Hojlund's is a little bit like Watkins kind of in terms of just the, not in how they play at all. They're completely polar opposite players as strikers, but in FPL standpoint where they are kind of subject to the general functioning of the team around them and they don't have any extra boxes ticked. It's just, will they get an open play return or not? And, you know, who's the fixture and what's going to happen kind of deal versus, you know, someone like all the, you know, with pens, direct set pieces, like they just have, or the direct threat on the set piece with Solanke when they take their corner, like he's a menace there. And so, you know, when you only have three strikers, when you only have three attacker or strikers to pick from, having one that's not on pens has to be like, oh yeah, because Darwin, you know, essentially
could score 50 goals a game. Yeah.
At no, this I mean, stage. I mean, if it's game week one when we have a 100 million budget and we have to cut corners, it's a different conversation. But at this point of the season, you know, players like this, it's just tough to me.
Yeah, I mean, Dom and Haaland make this less of an interesting question than it sounds like because both of us just believe that it's a non question. Like you cannot not have them. So there's only space for one striker, as Bolter said. But who that striker is, I mean, I think Tony's a great pick, and I think Ollie's a great pick, and I have both of them well ahead of anyone else. I actually lean Ollie because I think the fixtures are that strong and, you know, Tony is still just like, you know, he has every box tick and he plays for Brenham, but I like Tony and Ollie a lot. And I think they're both incredible. Yeah.
Yeah, that's fair. I mean, the fixtures, I mean, he has Chelsea, Arsenal coming up and they're not nearly as good right
Villa,
now.
Villa's home NFO at Luton, home Spurs at West Ham. I mean, that's like, those are all bottom half defenses open. Like, that's great. I love all those games for him. So
Well, NFO's been better. I mean, they've been worse.
They're actually the best Spurs, defense of that grouping. But like Luton and Spurs and West Ham, I'm like, oh yeah.
No, and I'm totally with you on Ollie over Hojlund's.
Yeah.
I definitely. But
I mean, like you look at the two Hoyland goals, right? The Luton game. Yeah. He did Chester great
from a deflection.
Yeah, and, like he did incredibly well on both of them. You know, you can't take that away from him. But like,
you know, one was created from Luton.
Yeah, one was an Amari Bell back pass, and the other was
an Amari Bell assist, and the other was a
Garnacho shot that he like did incredibly to like deflect in, but like it was random.
Shot it at him, it was bullshit.
And then what happened for the rest of the game?
Nothing.
They couldn't cross the fucking halfway line.
Yeah, because they suck.
And Luton just transitioned all over them all day, and it was just like ridiculous. Yeah. So that's not what I want. So there's that.
Yeah, I mean, looking at, like, for me, just in the striker positions, I mean, it would take an injury to Tony for me to get rid of him for the rest of the season.
There's no reason to get rid of Tony or Ollie,
no
I think.
Ollie?
Yeah, like, if you have,
don't have Ollie, fuck Ollie.
But if people have
Ollie
or Tony, you don't get rid, except for maybe Dom, but then who's your third guy, you know? So.
Well, Haaland. But I mean, I think you have to pick one because Solanke is too important. But
yeah, I agree.
At the tail end of the season, from game week 33 on, Bournemouth have a really difficult run in. So,
and they might not have doubles, right? If they get their double now, I don't know how that's going to shake out. But like,
either way. But I mean, I think the Solanke spot can be played with eventually, but it's just not right now.
Not right now. I mean, I legit might triple cap Solanke.
You should. I mean, what are you waiting for otherwise?
Well, otherwise I just wait for, you know, Liverpool double or City another double or, you know, there's tons to wait for. But like, it's that good. I might just do it now.
It's a good one. And they have 3 days off. Like, I think, you have to go for it there.
Yeah, I probably will. I probably will.
Yeah.
I don't know. There's some other questions, but I think we could just push them to Thursday pretty easily and get out of here.
It's going to be you and guest on Thursday.
Me and guest on Thursday. That'll be fun. Yeah.
City heavy pod.
Yeah. I'll make sure to send it to you. Few new asses slap few new signups. We got Stephen McGovern, Michael Hlebasko, and Pete. This guy's name is Peace. This last name is something else. I'm gonna go with Iaware. Nail it. Slap dance, baby. Get in there. That's a fucking pod, dude.
All right, doggy.
All right. Any last words? How's UCL fantasy going? Knockout. How's the knockouts begun for you? Not good.
Oh my god!
Don't tell me you got Bayern players because they're about to hire like Ole.
All of them. I saw the fixture and I was just like, oh yeah, let me just get all of them.
They might hire Ole, dude.
I know. No.
So you hold your Bayern players.
Hang on, I'm pulling this up.
It's, yeah, pull the team
it was,
up.
It was a historically bad.
Oh god.
Beginning.
You didn't have Mbappe? I have
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8 players, and I have one return.
Ooh.
Is that good?
Oh, man.
All right, it's not good. Actually, I'm glad you mentioned it because I do need to make my subs.
Yeah, you need to make your 20th. Subs.
Yeah. Oh, my God. And I'm fucking. I have my keepers play on the same day.
It's your first time?
It's my first time.
Oh my god, you're like a fucking boomer.
Wow. I've never done that before. That's bad.
That's the only thing you have to check.
That's how much I care about. That's how much I've been caring about.
That's why we share teams for the European competitions.
Oh my god, I'm so embarrassed right now. I'm turning
around. Alright, dude, let's get out of here, dude. Check us out at fmlbl.com. Follow us on Twitter at fmlbl. Support us at patreon.com/fmlbl. Subscribe, rate, review, and enjoy.
Podcast Network.